only its second session since March election, extending a political deadlock that has plagued the country. And Iraqi lawmakers said the parliament session was postponed as discussions faltered again over the formation of a new government. The delay is the latest setback in what has been a nearly five-month process that has yet to result in a new government being formed and comes barely more than a month before U.S. combat troops are set to withdraw from Iraq. Thousands of pilgrims converged on the Shiite holy city of Karbala today amid heavy security ahead of major religious ceremonies south of the Iraqi capital. This came a day after security officials said that militants detonated two parked cars filled with explosives while crowds of pilgrims passed by. According to the officials, there was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombings that killed 25 people and injured dozens more. Pilgrims have been the target of sexual violence, especially during important religious festivals. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri informed French Ambassador to Lebanon, Denise Peter, that the Lebanese Armed Forces, LAF, deploy an additional unit in southern Lebanon after several conflicts in the south between the UNIFIL and the villages. Iran has denounced new sanctions imposed by the European Union and Canada that target the country's energy, foreign trade and banking sectors. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman said the sanctions which would curb investment and trade in Tehran's lucrative oil and gas industries will not affect the country and will not help in resuming talks about its nuclear program. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign ministry said today that the sanctions are unacceptable and go against the UN Security Council efforts to resolve the situation. The remarks came as EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton said these sanctions would send a powerful message to Iran that its nuclear program is a cause of serious and growing concern. The U.S. military has said it could take weeks to determine the impact of the leak of more than 90,000 classified military records. The documents published online at the website WikiLeaks detailed the war in Afghanistan, including previous unreported civilian dead. They revealed concerns within NATO that Pakistani intelligence helped the Taliban, something Islamabad denies. The White House condemned the leak as a possible threat to national security. Anti-North Korean protests and pro-peace South Korean rallies today mark the 57th anniversary of the end of the Korean War. About 300 anti-North Korean activists gathered near the south-north border to denounce the North Korean regime. Meanwhile, South Korean peace activists gathered in front of the South Korean government building to hold an anti-war rally. The rallies took place at the U.S. and South Korean naval ships fired artillery and dropped anti-submarine bombs off South Korea's east coast early in the day. The third day of high-profile military maneuvers intended to warn nuclear-armed North Korea against further aggression. China has announced that flood waters at the Three Gorges Dam will peak within the next 24 hours after torrential rains struck further at the Yangtze River over the past 2 days. Water levels in one tributary of the Yangtze River were reported to be the highest in 30 years, forcing officials at the dam to pump increased amounts of water through the slices of anticipation of the coming flood. Meanwhile, a bridge has collapsed in Henan province, killing 33 people. Those 21 are believed to be missing. Floods this year have already killed at least 823 people, left 437 missing, and caused tens of billions of dollars in damage. Moving to local financial news, the price index of the Kuwait Stock Exchange ended today's trading session with a gain of 31.3 points to reach 6,685.4 points. The weighted index also put on 1.28 points and settled at 417.15 points. In terms of performances of the KSE's 8 sector indices, 6 indices were in green, with the food index being the top gainer of 85 points. Meanwhile, the real estate index was the only decline of 2.3 points, and the insurance index remained unchanged. Thank you for tuning in, and that was news from Radio Kuwait.
I see a million bookstores. Stop on the back, moving chair for a stroke.